What about a few different kinds of melons around here?
Well, we grow cantaloupes and watermelons. Right.
Well, what about, this is something that's, you see sometimes growing wild out in the yard. It's got a real slender stalk, and then the top of it, it's kind of shaped like an umbrella. Got a wide top and a slender stalk.
I don't know, it must be some kind of flower.
You have any mushrooms around here?
Well, we have a few.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right.
Have you ever heard a mushroom called anything else?
No, I don't believe so.
Is a mushroom
a toadstool?
Toadstool.
Yeah.
But one of them's supposed to be?
To eat none apart.
Or, let's say if a man has, you know, a real sore throat.
Got tonsillitis.
Okay. And if he has a real sore throat, he might say, well, I can't eat that piece of meat because I can't
swallow it.
Okay. What about, what do you call this bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Owl.
Is what we call a little one makes that?
Scooch owl.
And the big one?
Hoo owl.
And what about that bird that drills holes in trees?
That's a sapsucker or picklewood.
And what about that animal that'll give off a powerful smell if you mess with it?
That's a skunk.
Skunk.
Old pit.
What would you call, just in general, types of animals that might get in your hen roost and eat your chickens?
Were your fox, your possums.
Would all those be varmints?
Yeah.
And what do you call that little animal with the real bushy tail that you see running around in trees?
Squirrels.
What types do you have around here?
That gray squirrel and fox squirrel.
Is there anything that looks like a squirrel except that it can't climb trees? Runs around on the ground, burrs in the ground?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about it. No, we got some groundhog around here, but they don't look like no squirrel. We got one eating up our garden now. I wish I could get the kitty.
Yeah. What about, what do you call these things? It's really kind of a seafood. Pearls were supposed to grow in them?
Oh, oysters.
Oysters. And what do you call this animal that you find around ponds? Makes a croaking sound?
Frog. Bullfrog.
What about the kind that you find around your garden?
Toad frog.
And these little ones, you know, they're supposed to come out of
Tree frog.
And what about these animals that have a shell? Can draw a head in?
Turtle. Terrapin.
Have you ever heard of terrapin called anything else?
No, I don't believe so.
Haven't heard it called a gopher?
Okay.
What do you call these insects that like to fly around light bulbs?
Cantaloupes.
Is that the same thing as a moth?
Yeah, same thing.
And these insects that kind of blink on and off?
Lightning bug.
And these insects you find around ponds a lot. They've got real
mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes. And some of them have real slender bodies with transparent wings. Sometimes they'll light on your fishing pole.
I call them snake doctors.
Snake doctors. What are some insects that will sting you if you don't watch out?
Bees. Bumblebees and honeybees. Sweat bees, yellow jackets, any of them will stink.
Hornets.
Yeah, hornets. Yeah, they'll knock you down.
Yeah. What about these little insects that'll get up under your skin and raise welts?
Well, fleas.
Fleas.
Fleas will get off of dogs and cats on you sometimes. But you won't get on your skin.
Do you have red bugs around here?
Yeah.
Those called chiggers too?
Yeah, chiggers.
Okay. What about this insect that you see hopping around in your yard? Some of them green, some of them black.